Good morning, I'm Betty Straub.
I'm Morgan Frieders.
And I'm Emily Riesenberg. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, where today we're beginning our 23rd season on KLGA, bringing you all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School. This was a very busy and very successful summer for the Golden Bears. We'll start with boys golf. The boys repeated as state champions in 2014, winning the Class 1A title by over 20 strokes, over second place Grundy Center. Jess Marlowe finished in third place statewide. Others on the state championship team were Andrew Lollier, Donovan Birdie, Logan Capacious, Zach Bolter, and Michael Berkey. Congratulations to Coach Dean Lollier and the state champion boys golf team.
The girls golf team won their regional competition and finished in fourth place at state. Alexa Capacious was the runner-up medalist at the state tournament. Also competing for the girls were Brittany Arndorfer, Emily Birdie, Emily Marlowe, and Chloe Garman. Congratulations on another great state performance to Coach Dean Capacious and the girls golfers.
Right as school is ending last spring, the Bears competed in the state track meet. The boys set a record for the most events ever at state, while the girls came home with some state champion medals. The girls' 4x200-meter relay with Taylor Frieders, Johanna Vasky, Aisha Miller, and Nicole Bear brought home the gold from state. Congratulations, track! The Golden Bear baseball team ended up winning the district championship this summer. Andrew Miller, Tyler Schnurr, Ben Vasky, and Reese Wadley were named team MVPs. Ben shared the Silver Slugger Award with Zach Kibbe, and Andrew and Zach won the Gold Glove Defense Award. Tyler Schnurr, Devin Deegan, and Zach Bolter were the most improved players. Reese Wadley and Zach Bolter were the outstanding pitchers. Joel Vasky and Chase Hatton were named Rookies of the Year. Reese received All-Area, All-CIO, and First Team All-District and All-Conference Awards. And Zach Kibbe, Zach Bolter, and Andrew Miller also won All-North Central Conference Honors.
The Golden Bears softball team advanced to the regional semifinals. Johanna Vasky and Betty Straub were infielders of the year, Caitlin Fogarty was outfielder of the year, and Kristen Kondolian was named pitcher of the year. The Golden Glove Award went to Kelsey Hovey, while Taylor Hovey and Johanna Vasky were the big hitters. Gracie McGuire was named Rookie of the Year, and Avriel Miller and Nicole Zeman were the most improved players. Kara Eichen was named Most Valuable Player, Taylor Hovey won a Bear Pride Award, and Coach's Award went to Kristen Kondolian.
Johanna Vasky and Taylor Hovey won All-State and All-District honors in softball, while Kara Eichen was an academic All-State honoree. Taylor, Johanna, and Kara also received All-Conference honors along with Kristen Kondolian and Kelsey Hovey. Congratulations, Coaches Wendy and Rob Meister, and to all the baseball and softball honorees. The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team had their best summer ever. At the end of the school year, they went down to New Orleans to compete in the National Academic Championships. They made playoffs at Nationals for the first time ever and ended up 12th among teams from all over the country. Levi Bernhard, Jake Hamilton, Zach Kolash, Hannah Bernhard, Tony Kolash, Taylor Illig, and Devin Deegan competed for the Bears. Congratulations to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
Also this summer, the Golden Bear Dance Squad competed in the National Dance Alliance Clinic. Their team was judged superior, and they received another national bid. They also won an Outstanding Showmanship Award in Team Leadership Honors. Congratulations to Coach Colleen Conway Schultz and the Dance Award winners.
The night before school started this fall, we broke ground on the new addition at Garrigan. The school board approved a bid of about $2.9 million, and with our capital campaign, we already have more than $2 million in cash on hand to pay for the construction. The addition will include a new gymnasium and locker rooms, as well as additional classroom and office space. It should be open when school starts up a year from now.
A lot of other changes also happened at school this summer. We've done more renovations to the music area, including a whole new choir room. We also got rid of our old computer lab and distributed computers to classrooms around the building. Another change to our technology is that every classroom at Garrigan now has its own wireless hub. There's also a new security system in place at the school, and there have been improvements to lighting and fire safety.
Each year on the Bear Facts, we begin our list of senior spotlights by looking at our student council presidents. This week, we're featuring Ben Vasky. Here to tell you about him is Dorothy Kirsch.
Ben Vasky is a Bancroft native who is best known as a year-round athlete. Ben helped the Golden Bear football team advance in last year's state playoffs, and he's also been to state in track and baseball. He also plays varsity basketball, and he's a regular referee for intramural basketball. Ben is active in Christian Leadership in Action, and he's also been in Quiz Bowl and National Honor Society. He was a class co-president for 3 years straight, and last spring he was elected co-president of the student body. Ben will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Dorothy Kirsch. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's parish busing at Garrigan and Seton next Monday because we have because we have school, but the Algona Community Schools are not in session.
On Tuesday, the cross-country team begins their season with a meet at Spencer. On Wednesday, we'll have a student mass, and then next Friday, we'll have the kickoff for our annual calendar drive.
We'll dismiss early next Friday for the Labor Day holiday. That night, the football team plays St. Edmund in Fort Dodge. Finally, next Saturday, volleyball season starts with the tournament at St. Ed's.
That's our first Bear Facts for the year. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us every week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.